Live in the Land of the Ice and Snow. My name is Heather, and I'm here today with my co-host, Kimberly. So today, we are going to talk about something else that is fun to do anywhere in Sweden, because there's so many of them, and that is to visit castles. We have so many castles. What we're going to cover today is like probably 1/50th of all the castles around Sweden. And the great thing about castles is, yes, they're fun to visit inside, but they're also gorgeous, and they normally have beautiful gardens that you can just walk around for free outside. And I'm all about the free stuff and the nature stuff. But I think, Kim, you've got kind of a collection of ones around Stockholm.
There are a few of my favorite castles here in Stockholm. I mean, like you said, there are loads of castles. And with each castle, there's also a church kind of associated with it for the most part. And a lot of those churches that are associated with the castles, if they're open, they are free to visit. I mean, if you don't want to go inside of the castles due to the price or what have you, you're welcome to walk around the castle grounds. I mean, the architecture is always very beautiful. And the castle grounds are always really nice. And most of the castles are, again, located by the water.
Yeah.
So you can go there, bring your own little picnic basket, sit and have a picnic, enjoy the sight of the beautiful castle from outdoors and the water, walk around the gardens and see. Or you can fika there, because most of them do have like outdoor cafes or restaurants.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That sort of thing. So it can be a whole day excursion just going to one of them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them, if they do offer a tour and you want to take part, they have them at special times. And so doing that, and then maybe having like a nice little, you know, fika, and then going for a swim afterwards, because
they're almost always on the water.
Always on the water, and usually have a little beach.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to check those out. So some of my favorites, like I said, is, of course, there's Drottningholm. Goes without saying. That's on the UNESCO World Heritage Site. And there you can pretty much get a bus, a boat, whatever.
We'll
take you there.
It's
pretty easy to get to. And that one offers special tours. You'll have to look online for that, because the royals actually do live there.
Right.
So it is a residence.
The king and queen live there. And sometimes if you're in the back garden wandering around, now there is a part, do not go past the ropes, because that part of the garden is for them. And I think a lot of tourists don't realize that. So maybe if you're lucky, you might get a glimpse of them walking their dog or something.
Or a grandchild or two.
Yeah.
And then you also have, of course, the gardens there that you're free to walk around.
They're
and
beautiful.
The Chinese
and
pavilion
huge.
And a lot of different things. And again, it's by the water.
And there's a cafe.
And the cafe.
And there's actually a little theater, a very old theater that's near Drottningholm on the on the castle grounds. And sometimes they put on shows there. And what's interesting about it is they still use all of the old theater techniques with the scenery. It's hard to explain unless you go, but it's worth checking out to see if there's any performances, because it's kind of neat, the old-fashioned way that they do everything.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know if this is something that happens all the time, but I remember we just lucked out and happened to be there one day when they actually were letting people try on the costumes and that sort of stuff. So it was
I would have loved
cool.
That.
So it like had some of the old wigs and like some of the dresses and things like that from that time. So I don't know if it was just something they did as like a little summer treat for visitors that were there,
but
we lucked out. And I think we were just walking around, like checking stuff out. And then we're like, oh, wait, look, what are they doing? And it was free.
There'll be like little exhibitions,
just doing little things, you know, and you don't have to pay. It's just like, oh, they just decided to do that all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And then again, Erikdal's castle, I think, which is quite, it's situated close to the city, so it's like in a beautiful, again, a beautiful park.
And that's the one that's next to the gardens where you can pick your own things. But the castle is a huge area too, with gorgeous gardens and
but since
you can swim near there.
You can swim there. We spoke of it like last
time. Yeah, we won't
spend
too much time on that.
Spend too much time on that one. But then there's Gripsholm, which is in Mariefred.
That's
and
my favorite.
That one's really beautiful as well, and just gorgeous, gorgeous on the water again.
So that one's really special. Is it Baroque castle? It's a special design for that castle. It's very old. And it would be about,
say it's Baroque, yes.
I think it's about an hour drive.
An hour drive.
From
and
Stockholm.
Then they have like a, and also too, if you're into trains, they have like an old like train.
Right.
Is it a,
I think it's a little steam train
that you can take a little ride on and stuff like
that. And the little village in the Marie Fred, or however you say, the little village around the castle is also adorable with places to eat and little boutique shops. Mm-hmm. So that's a great day trip.
It's like you can take the boat there and there are buses.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Different things like that. It's a really nice place to visit.
That one, I would say the tour is totally worth it. That castle is so big and it still has so much inside with furniture, decorations. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it. I've been on that tour twice. I've enjoyed it so much. So that one's definitely worth the price.
It's worth it. And then it's just the castle grounds are huge.
Yeah.
And very beautiful. And again, beaches. You can take a little picnic basket.
Yeah.
You can ride the steam train. And then you have the cute little town that you can walk through that has like a really nice toy store if you have kids. And then there's Rosendahl's, which is on New Gordon. But this one, it's a bit farther. It's Rosendahl's Slott.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the cafe. And there, this one was built in, Rosendahl's was built in 1823. And King Charles the 14th lived there, first of the Bernadotte kings.
Oh, okay.
So this castle is kind of worth a visit if that's something you want to see. Then there's Tullgrenslott, which is in Trossa. And that one, Trossa is a little city that's probably about half an hour, 45 minutes.
45 minutes, maybe.
Outside of Stockholm.
Very cute.
It's really cute.
Little river going through it.
And you can take, I think there are buses that go there if you don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I don't think
I'm not sure
boats,
either.
But I know there are buses.
No. But there are buses, I think.
Because a lot of suites have maybe summer houses there and that sort of stuff. So they're, but then it's a full city as well. It's really cute again. Mm-hmm. The town is from the 1720s. So if you're into like old architecture.
Yes,
you
the buildings are so
that.
Cute.
The buildings are so cute.
I went to the restaurant at that castle once and it was excellent, but I've actually never taken the tour. I'd like to do that.
And then again, there's Rosenberg's. Don't get it confused with Rosendahl's, but it's Rosenberg's castle. And this one is actually on your way to Uppsala. You know, it's just past, or is it past Sigtuna or on your way?
I think it's on the way to Sigtuna.
It's on the way to Sigtuna from Stockholm. And this one is a Baroque style castle. And it was the architect Nicodemus Tessin, the younger of the Tessines.
Wouldn't want to get that confused.
Which is like Tessin Castle that's here in Stockholm. But yes, this castle I've actually toured it myself. And it is true to its style. Basically, it has not been changed at all. It doesn't have whatever it had during the that time. It does. There's no running water. There's no electricity. So it's only open during the summer because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no running water or electricity. It's lit by candles and that's what, I mean, well,
wow.
In the summer, they don't need the
they
lights.
Don't need them, yeah.
But if you go there and you're into this, I don't know if it's still there. It may be guarded now, but there's actually a lithograph of the Declaration of Independence because Sweden was one of the first countries to recognize the U.S.'s independence. And you actually can see a lithograph copy of the Declaration of Independence just sitting there on a wall in a castle in the middle of Sweden for no
apparent reason. Random.
Yeah. Very random. But it's really worth it because it's the visit, because a lot of the furniture is just, it's the furniture from that time. It's been kept and maintained. Yeah. And the tour isn't that expensive. And then they have a cute little gift shop. And then there's a beautiful cathedral there. Again, castle grounds right by the water, cafe, restaurant, all of that. And you actually pass a prison.
You're really stuck on prisons.
I don't know why. No, but the thing is like, I think on our way there, I was like, what is that? And my husband's like, oh, that's a prison. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I don't know. I mean, I guess because there's so many castles, you're bound to have a prison next to them.
Yeah, I guess they would kind of keep those around.
I don't know. But this one is occupied. If you see anyone hitchhiking, don't pick them up.
Don't pick them up. Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm kind of done with the castles.
Well, you didn't mention one that I really like in the area. It's Skokloster.
Oh, yes.
That one is beautiful. It is also a Baroque castle. Mm-hmm. So the style of it is amazing. It's on Lake Mälaren. It's not too far from Sigtuna, mm-hmm. which is
on the way to Uppsala
like
well.
One of the oldest
they
towns.
They also do a medieval festival there as well.
They do. That's right. Yeah. I want to say that's in July, but I could be wrong on that one. And mm-hmm. sometimes they even have small theater plays and shows. There's Of course, there's a cafe there, but the grounds, again, are by the water. There's a lot to see. It's and totally worth the
I've
trip
also been
out there
in the summer when they've had, you get a lot of, I guess, the locals, people nearby, they come and you can get like fresh, they're selling their fresh strawberries
and
their fresh, you know, blueberries and lingon and all of those sorts of things there. So there, you can sometimes luck out and there'll be like a little farmer's market. You can find out about a lot of those if you
check the website. I bet it would let you know when that there's events in farmer's market. So I'll make sure that I connect that one to the show note.
Many castles. I mean, we could go on and on.
Teresur,
that castle, the Wix castle.
That's right. Well, I have some that are a little outside of Stockholm, maybe even a little more outside of Stockholm. And you almost mentioned one on the last podcast, which is in Kalmar, a slot. And that one you can tour. It's 180 crowns to tour that one. Mm-hmm. I looked that up. But it's open from 10 to 6 every day. It's really pretty, but it also has a restaurant and a boutique. So again, if you don't want to pay to tour the castle, look at the beautiful outside of it, go to the restaurant, visit the gift shop. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place. And then you're right outside of Öland. They also have small opera performances sometimes or things, special events for kids.
That is true.
So that's really good. Another famous castle is in Örebro.
I know. I was just thinking of
that. Yeah,
because like,
that's
talk
another
about
pretty
some,
one.
A little bit north.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
really nice.
Örebro is really nice. Very easy to get there by train. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous on the outside. It started construction in the 1300s. I don't know when it finished, but it's really something to see. It's beautiful.
And it's located right in the center of the city.
Yeah. You can't miss it.
You have some, I think it's, there's water there as well.
I think water like, surrounds it.
Does it sit kind of like on a little island almost?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. With little bridges you can go across. That one you can tour for 160 and then cheaper for kids. And it's huge. So I think that one would be worth it. And I had one more, and I knew nothing about this one, but I was only going to mention it because I had marked it on my Google Maps as a place that I want to check out. It's called Trelleborg Slott, and it's in Småland. Mm-hmm. And the reason I marked it is because you can stay there. And there are a lot of castles that you can stay in that are hotels as well, but it's just really cool to be able to stay in a castle. This one is gorgeous, and it's only like $1,800 per night.
Oh,
which
wow.
For staying in a fancy castle, I think that's a good price. Mm-hmm. They have a restaurant and things. So if you're in Småland, it's around the area of Växjö and it's near the IKEA, not near, but close enough to the IKEA museum, the original IKEA and the museum. And so if you're in that area and you want somewhere like really cool to stay, that's an old castle that you can stay in. And it's not super old. It's built like in 1900. But if you're coming from the U.S., that's pretty old.
Yeah, that's pretty old. Okay, I haven't been to that one. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, in Småland. And if you actually, you can go to like Google Maps and you can put in Castle Hotel, Slott Hotel, and you will find quite a lot throughout Sweden that are hotels, usually with excellent food and restaurants. Some of them, if you're lucky, might have a spa. You can't really count on a pool for all of them. They're not that type. But I mean, it's usually
a
neat
experience.
They might. I mean, it's Sweden, so a lot of them do. So it's a good thing. I think I'm going to round this episode off by suggesting that if you want to do a little, not necessarily a staycation, but a vacation kind of close if you live in Sweden or just do something different if you're visiting, instead of a hotel or an Airbnb, check out the castles because there's a lot of them and they don't cost as much as you think.
No, they're really quite, I mean, for like you said, a staycation just to like one night or something like that.
Yeah.
It's well worth it. And usually like if you do check the hotel rooms, you sometimes can get access to the castle inside and tour it around yourself.
That's right. And you get a lot of history from there. There's another one south of Stockholm called Herringe Slott. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They have an old bowling alley, but it's like, I don't know how old it is, like 200-year-old bowling alley that you can use. And it's...
Yes, because some of the castles are royal castles, but then some of the castles are actually owned by nobility. And it has a cement pond.
a cement
pool. It has a cement swimming pool.
Which is a swimming pool, which is one of the few castles that does have a swimming pool.
Yeah, they were living large because they had their own bowling alley.
They had
their own swimming pool.
They have apple orchards out there. Mm-hmm. They do have a sauna. You can run and jump in the water.
I've actually stayed there.
I have too.
Yeah. It's really nice. Really nice.
It's super nice. And they have a lot of good package deals. Most of these castles where you also, they're not always near restaurants and things. So they usually have a nice restaurant. You can get a package deal that includes like a 3-course dinner.
And breakfast and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So that's a big summer tip from us. Go check out some castles. Go have picnics. Yes. And even
you can't visit Sweden without going to a castle.
It's
a must.
Walk forward, you'll run into one. So.
Mm-hmm. For sure. If not that, a church.
Yeah. Castles or churches.
Castles or churches.
All right. So we'll wrap this one up. And next time we're going to talk about a lot of great outdoor places to go and eat, go for cafes, and go for bars. So talk to you then.